Welcome to Sunday Evening Online. Thank you for joining us again to be a part of our time together tonight. We want to continue our theme of the past month and interact with some of our pastoral staff about different issues related to this season and circumstances of life. And so tonight, I'm thankful to have Brandon Ragsdale and Justin Turner with me. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thankful to have you guys. Brandon is one of our pastors. He's an associate pastor, has served on staff here for about 2 years, and he provides leadership to our Roots College ministry and is also involved with our men's ministry and the Master Seminary Distance Campus and Home Fellowships. And Justin has been on staff for a number of years. Think about 13 years. Is that right, Justin?
Be 13 years at the end of this month.
Right. He's been our youth pastor for that time, working with our middle school and high school. And so grateful to have you guys. You know, we want to talk a bit about parenting, and particularly about parenting during this season that we're all facing. And but before we do that, just wanted folks to get to know a little more about you guys, particularly Brandon, as he's newer to our staff. So as we start, Brandon, why don't you share a little bit with us about your background, kind of before you came to Countryside? I know there's a lot you could share, but give us a snapshot of you.
Sure. Yeah, I've been in ministry since about 2004. I was a youth pastor for about 10 years and in churches in Colorado and in California. And that was a great time. The Lord used that to mold and to shape me. And I was able to have an impact on students. And so that was a wonderful experience. And then I attended the Master Seminary out in California. And after that, I became the senior pastor at a church out in rural Kansas. And so that's the time that I spent before coming to Countryside just about 2 years ago exactly.
That's great. When did you come to Christ and decide that you wanted to pursue pastoral ministry?
Yeah, you know, I came to Christ at a young age. I was blessed to grow up in a Christian family. I was about 6 years old and spending some time at a camp where my dad was ministering, and God got a hold of my heart and convicted me of my sin and led me to repentance and faith and the gospel. And then it was actually kind of at this same camp. When I was about 14, I really started to think that ministry might be the direction. And the Lord just kind of took those subjective desires and turned them objective over the next handful of years and led me to Bible college and then eventually seminary, and gave me a lot of opportunities along the way to begin to preach and teach. And I'm so grateful for all of those opportunities.
That's great. And Justin, you've been here on staff 13 years, but I guess you didn't really have too much life before Countryside. You grew up here. And how old were you when you started attending Countryside?
So I was about 13 when I started coming to Countryside. I grew up in South Lake, born and raised, and came to know the Lord at First Baptist Grapevine. And my family and I moved over when I was about in seventh grade, and have enjoyed it ever since. Felt the Lord was calling me to be a youth pastor towards the end of my high school. And so I'm incredibly blessed to see all that come to pass.
Yeah, pretty neat to see things come full circle in that way. Well, we want to talk about parenting, and obviously all of us are involved in ministries that are connected to that, different stages of life here at Countryside. But maybe before we do that, you guys are both parents. So Brandon, could you introduce us to your family briefly?
Yeah, I've been married to my wife, Amanda, for 18 years this next month, and we have seven children. Bella, who is 17, Landon, 15, Micah is 13, Haley is 10, Savannah is 7, Lawson is 5, and Courtney is 3. And so we have a full, lively house most of the time, and we're very blessed and very grateful to the Lord for our family.
That's great. I'm impressed you got all their names and ages right. I guess you got their ages right. We don't know for sure. And Justin, give us an update on your family.
So my wife Kim and I were married in 2003. And my oldest son, Tucker, he's going to be going to Medlin Middle School, the big transition for us. He's going into sixth grade. And It's awesome that I have my first kid in the youth group. And then Tatum is going to be going into fourth grade. And then Tanner is going to be starting kindergarten this fall. So we are very excited about that.
That's great. Well, we're blessed to have you guys and your families here. You know, as we think about parenting in this season, obviously the last number of months have been very different for parents, both for each of us personally and then those that we've interacted with and serve in ministry. As you guys have personally reflected and interacted with folks, what are some of the particular challenges that this season has brought for parents?
Yeah, I think when it comes to this this time of life and what we've gone through, there's a lot of unknown and uncertainty. You know, we have really solid parents that love the Lord and want to do the right thing. And I think a lot of times it's discerning what that is. Now, when it comes to scriptures, that's clear. But when it comes to, do my kids go here? Do they not go there? Do we stay here? Do we have a mask? Do we not have a mask? We have, you know, wonderful people at our church. And one of the difficulties is just deciding what is best for their kid. How do they protect their child? How do they be a good member of society? But at the same time, how do they give their kid opportunities and able to interact with their friends?
Yeah, and I think there's also been some practical challenges in terms of they have their kids home now. They haven't had them home, those who attend school, and they're home with less to do, and trying to entertain them and to get them on some kind of schedule. And if both parents typically work, what to do with them during that time. I'm sure that has been a great challenge for many during this time, and just patience in general, as you're all a lot closer quarters than normal and spending a lot more time together than normal. And so just learning how to be patient with one another in ways you haven't really thought through before, probably.
Yeah. I'm sure that's, something that's affected all ages of parents. Brandon, I mean, with you working with college students, you know, parents having grown more adult kids home more than they've expected and planned for, all the way down to young kids. And yeah, certainly some different opportunities for us to be sanctified in ways that maybe we wouldn't have normally expected. You know, I think there's also been some blessings that have come. I know in working with young families, it's kind of been a roller coaster of like, oh, there's great things about this. And then it's, we're going crazy because of this. What are some of the blessings or opportunities that you've seen personally or with those that you're interacting with?
Yeah, when it comes to our lives, we have become increasingly more busy. There's more opportunities. There's more sports teams. There's a greater distance to travel for sports. There's more opportunities in the music field and in academics. And then when you start to look at it as a family, you add something here, you add something there, and next thing you know, your whole schedule is full and you're running from one thing to another. And this has allowed the family to pull back. Many times dad's working at home now. You're all together, you're interacting, you're sitting down and actually having meals together and discussing the things of the day. And so there have been a lot of blessings to that slower pace of life.
Yeah, I think just the conversations you're able to have with your kids as they look at this world and they have all kinds of questions, you know, from elementary kids all the way up to college students, all kinds of questions about what's our world going to look like here in a few months. And yeah, are we ever going to be the same? Are we ever going to go back to normal? And so it's just presented, you know, many opportunities, I think, to talk about those things which are of ultimate importance.
Yeah,
our relationship with Christ, the fact that, you know, regardless of what happens in this world, regardless of which direction it goes, and if things continue to get worse and worse, the reality is Christ is coming back and he's going to return and he's going to sit on his throne and he's going to reign perfectly on this planet. And just to be able to continually tell that to our kids and express that as we, you know, as we read the Bible together, pray together, whatever it may be in just general conversation. But to be able to do that has been an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. I think, you know, personally, we've loved the last couple months. Our oldest is just as a family, our oldest Anna is graduating high school and going to be gone next year. And we were kind of, like Justin said, just sprinting through that season. And it gave just a unique blessing to be together. And, you know, I know there's been opportunities for all of us to settle down and refocus. And, you know, obviously now things are opening back up. It's still uncertain what the coming months and will look like. And, you know, all of us wish we knew what that was going to be, but we're taking it a day at a time. But, you know, as we kind of transition back over whatever period of time the Lord has for us, you know, what I thought would be helpful for us to talk a little bit about is just kind of how, as parents, we should think about whatever the new normal becomes for us. You know, we've gotten to slow down, maybe be more intentional with conversations. How do we kind of rebuild our lives in a way that reflects God's priorities? And, you know, in many ways, that's nothing new. You know, we could have this conversation at any point because God's word is true and it speaks to these issues. You know, it's not that these circumstances are the only time to apply that. But as you guys have thought, maybe first, just personally, you know, about coming back into more normal routines of life, what are some things you've reflected on that you want to be more careful or intentional about? And then maybe we can broaden from there kind of generally for all of us.
Yeah, I think you're right. And just the, you know, wrestling with that uncertainty that's out there and not knowing exactly what's next is we do know there are some things that we can control. And when it comes back to our schedule and adding things back in, we've been able to strip that schedule and rewrite it however we want. And it's got to start with the word. It's got to start with time in the word. It's got to start time in prayer. And now as we go back, we can make those decisions and say, as parents with our kids, let's wake up and read, or let's make sure we're reading and let's check on those things. And before we add anything else that's going to tear away from that time in the word or that time in prayer, or maybe that time as a family to read the Bible, those things are core. Those things that are non-negotiable anymore. We have no excuse. And so we don't add anything that's going to take away from those things that are incredibly important, because the things that we do know are those essentials that the Bible teaches us that we need to focus on. And as a family, as we kind of transition back or we're not sure what things are going to look like, we have to make church a high priority. We have to make the word a high priority, and we get a do-over. And it's a blessing that God has given us to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think sometimes we feel like we're the victim of our schedule, you know, or it's like we're just this bystander caught up in the life that we're living. And it's like, well, actually, I added everything to my calendar that's on my calendar. And this gives us a chance to think through, should we put these things back on? What does it look like? And how do we balance that in those ways? What about your thoughts, Brandon?
Yeah, you know, I would echo that. And just saying, keeping first things first, you know, as we've kind of been in this rut where we weren't able to meet together. I'm hopeful that families see how wonderful the church is and how valuable the church is, and that it becomes, you know, the greatest priority in their life to be a part of the church in every way they possibly can, to have their children sitting under the word, to have themselves sitting under the word, to be able to fellowship together and worship together. I think we take it for granted. We live in a society that is, that we've been free to worship. We've been free to do so many things. And, at the first glance of having some of our freedom stripped due to this pandemic, I'm hopeful that it doesn't cause us to be bitter or fearful, but that it just causes us to reexamine what is the highest priority of our life. Is the highest priority of our life to honor and worship Jesus Christ and to be a part of his church. And I'm hopeful it is that.
Yeah. Yeah. To add to that, Brandon, you know, I only knew what day it was when church would happen.
Yeah.
And so, instead of church being another thing, church was an incredible focal point. Mm-hmm. And, it's never been sweeter to get together with God's people than it is right now.
I know, as you know, as you guys navigate life as parents, you know, Brandon, with your myriad of children and Justin with three, you know, your kids are active in other things, sports, and as are mine. How do you balance that priority while still, you know, participating in other things? I know neither of you are saying, yeah, you can't do any other things, but how do you keep that focus, particularly in today's world, which has such a high standard for what involvement in some of those things looks like?
Yeah, I think for us, a big part of it is looking at the day ahead and what it will hold. And if your child is going to be in baseball or soccer or football or whatever it might be, there's times of the day that it's not your schedule, it's the coach's schedule or whatever it might be. But in the morning when you wake up and when you're at home, being very deliberate with that time that you have before you kind of get into those busier things, but are then also weighing out how important or how valuable is this sport or this event? What are they going to get out of it in comparison to being able to come on Wednesday night and fellowship and hear the word and things along those lines? And really, we've seen the priority and what we need isn't another sport. It isn't another event for our kids. You know, those things last for just a small amount of time. God's word and God's people are what's going to carry us through this.
Yeah, it's just constantly, I agree, weighing what that activity or sport is versus the eternal value of the fellowship and being under the word. And ever since our kids were born, my wife and I were very committed to having the church as the highest priority of our home.
Yeah.
That if there were events, if there were sports, that, you know, there's always an exception, but what is the rule? You know, what is the rule? And the rule is that the church is the priority of our lives, because that's God's way of working right now. That's his prerogative. And so we want to be a part of that kingdom work as much as possible. And if everything else kind of fits under that, great. But if something has to go, it can never be the church. It can never be the fellowship with God's people.
Yeah. Getting our schedules are pretty open as we anticipate the fall. So getting those things on first and not viewing them as optional, the engagement in church and those things. And appreciate your guys' desire to balance those things well and your encouragement to parents in that way. You know, as you think about these things, obviously there's a lot of scriptures that that kind of direct our thoughts about what it looks like to parent well and what it looks like to be maintaining these priorities. Or is there maybe a particular biblical challenge that has come to your mind over these past months, or as you think about things kind of reopening and the priorities of parents, that you would want to share with folks?
Yeah, you know, I think Deuteronomy 6 comes to mind very often, because you get that text there in verses 6-9 where the parent is responsible to train his children in the way and things of the Lord. And the way that passage unfolds, it's talking about in every aspect of life. Yeah. And all of these different seasons and all these different times of the day. And just to be reminded of that what we're going through now, this very unique time, you know, time that none of us have ever participated in the history of our lives, that in this very unique time that just becomes much more of a reality, to take full advantage of the opportunity we have to point kids to the truth and to the gospel in the midst of a lot of things that are wrong, in the midst of a world that has been overwhelmed by just the reality of the curse, yeah, the reality of the fall, and to be able to continue to do that, I think is just a great opportunity. And so that text comes to mind often, that's it's my responsibility to train my children the way of the Lord and to do those things in every part of life.
Yeah, I love that emphasis of doing it all throughout life. I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to spend a little time thinking about God today and his word, and we should be intentional with those things. But, you know, our kids aren't always, the teachable moments aren't always when we want them to come. You know, they're all throughout life as we interact with our kids. How about you, Justin?
Yeah, we've been studying the book of Colossians with the youth group. And as we focused on Colossians 3:1-2, you know, therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, set your mind on things above. where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And there's been no better situation that has driven me to that reality and that focus that, man, this world's not the end all be all. I want to think about Jesus, and I want to think about heaven, and I want to think about pleasing him and doing what's right. And, you know, my day-to-day interactions with people and my attitude should be just saturated with that truth that I need to keep seeking the things above, because the things on earth, they'll pass away, they'll fade. And so we encourage the youth with that. We challenge ourselves with that. And then as we've gone into Colossians 4, we're looking at Colossians 4:4 and how we are to conduct ourselves with wisdom towards outsiders, making the most of every opportunity, because this world is hurting. This world is divided, and this world needs us. This world needs us to reach out, to love, to be compassionate. The world can't get love from it. They can get love from us, though, because we have the love of God, and we can open up our mouth and we can talk about the depravity of man and their need of a savior. And as we do those things, God can greatly use us to further the gospel when a time when people are really hurting, and many of them are hitting rock bottom. And as they hit rock bottom, we're going to take that opportunity and we're going to teach them about Christ so that they can come to know the Lord and they can enjoy the relationship that we have.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I was thinking as you were talking earlier, Justin, how, you know, there's so many details of life that people are working through in this season, you know, the decisions of what are we going to do and not do, and, you know, where are we going to go and not go, and, you know, it used to be where we're going to find toilet paper. Now it's a little, it's not as pressing as that, but, and just how focused we get on our circumstances. And my mind went to Deuteronomy 8, where God brought the Israelites into the wilderness, into some hard circumstances, to teach them some valuable lessons about himself and to humble them. And he mentions that was like a father disciplining his children. And I think all of us are tempted to say, man, we want to see our circumstances changed. We want this to be different, whatever is hard in our life. And God says, you know, I want to teach you through this. And then I want you to use this in a way that brings honor to me. And so I think that's a great reminder that, you know, we shouldn't focus so much on how do we get out of our circumstances, but how do we make the most of them, and how do we be used both in our own sanctification as an instrument for our kids' sanctification and evangelism and for those in the world that we interact with. You know, obviously our church is passionate about equipping parents, coming alongside parents to assist them in that role. And I mean, I know personally as a family, we are incredibly blessed, even as we think about our oldest graduating high school, just all those who have invested in her life, you know, over the course of her time, from Terry King in a toddler nursery class all the way up through her youth leaders and now the college leaders that are investing in her. And, you know, as you guys think of, you know, of coming alongside parents, I know there's a number of things going on you guys are doing. Would love you just to give a little update, both, you know, a lot of parents already know if their kids are in your ministries, but so that others can be praying for those things. So what are some things going on in the realm of college ministry, Brandon, as you come alongside parents and seek to shepherd those young adults?
Yeah, so we've had the privilege of resuming meeting, and we're currently meeting on Tuesday nights. We meet in the chapel from 7 till about 10 p.m. there on Tuesday nights, and it's been a joy to come back together and to see the students come back out and to bring the Word of God to them, and then to have them meet in their small groups, and just now having been able to bounce around to all the guys' small groups at this point and just seeing the interactions taking place and the things they're learning, the things they have learned over the course of this pandemic. It's just been a joy to get back and to worship together and to sing together, all the things that we love to do.
Yeah, that's great. How about you, Justin, in the world of youth ministry?
Yeah, this has given us a unique opportunity to sit down and kind of revamp and rethink how we do some things as a youth group. And if you've never been to our youth webpage, countrysidebible.org/youth, I would encourage you to go there. Because what we've done is we've put a lot of what we do and how we do it online. And so I had one mom that was visiting, and she emailed me and was like, hey, I'd like to know about your youth group. And I said, hey, go to our website and I'd love to call you and talk with you about it. And she emailed me back and said, I had no idea you had that much information. You don't need to call me. I know what's going on now. So if you want, as parents, if you want to schedule a time with me to talk on the phone or meet in person, there's a link that allows you to do that. If you want to just send me a note and update me on how your kids are doing, you can also do that. If you want to see our calendar, if you want to join our text group, which is called Remind, all that information is online. We have started meeting on Wednesday nights now, the middle school in the South Building and the high school in the gym, from 7 to 9 o'clock, discipling and teaching the word. We're going to look to, you know, we live stream our services on Wednesdays. So for those that aren't comfortable or aren't able, or it's just not a good idea because of different circumstances to join us, they can go to our youth webpage and they can join in and they can see that. We'll work through our small groups that we just created. And eventually, hopefully, we'll be able to Zoom some things like that, because the last thing we want is for youth to want to be a part of things, but because of different circumstances, feel like they're on the outside. And parents, please keep that line of communication open and let me know how things are going and how we can better help you.
Absolutely. Yeah. With younger kids, you know, some of the things coming up, we have our virtual VBS here July 13 to 17. So we'll be streaming, programming, and providing activities for kids. And one of the blessings of that is it's open to people all over the place. So there's not a huge difference between participating here locally and participating, you know, three states away. So encourage our church to be praying and reaching out. If you have friends or family who even live at a distance, we'd love to have them sign up to be a part of that. You can go to our VBS webpage. And we're continuing to do Sunday school for kids in an online format, so kids can participate in those lessons, doing a New Testament survey this summer. We're excited, as I hope you hear, parents, to come alongside and partner well with you. And we're looking forward to what the Lord has in store in the midst of these uncertain days. We don't know what the future holds exactly, but we're committed to you and to the Lord and to coming alongside in those things. So thanks, guys, for taking time to have a conversation about these things. Thanks for thinking about these things personally and for leading our congregation well. Brandon, would you close us in prayer as we wind down?
Sure. Father, thank you so much for our time together to think about these truths and to think about the privilege we have to serve one another and to think about our parents, to think about our children, and Lord, the ministries that we're involved in. Thank you so much for just your faithfulness to us personally, to our church. Thank you for the fact that you have given us the gospel and you have opened our eyes to the truth. You have granted us repentance and faith. And Lord, we are just overwhelmed and blessed by the reality of knowing you. Thank you so much for our time together tonight. I pray that you will continue to be with these ministries, to be with our parents, to be with our children, to be with our church as a whole, Lord, that you will continue to grow us and sanctify us. You will conform us more to the image of Christ for the glory of Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
And well, thanks again, guys. And thank you all for joining us. Have a great evening.